You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, as has been in the media quite a bit, the Tax Working Group has come back and recommended a capital gains tax.
Bum, bum, bum.
While this does go some way to sorting out New Zealand's many, many tax issues, a lot of groups believe that the avoidance of any recommendations around the tax brackets or higher tax on higher earners has really let them down. I spoke to... My goodness, who did I speak to? Peter Malcolm. We had a really good chat from Closing the Gap about the income inequality in New Zealand, the Tax Working Group's report, why it doesn't go far enough, etc., etc. And I began by asking him, do the recommendations go far enough in hitting higher earners?
Yeah, we love talking about tax today.
We're getting a lot of text on it. It's good
stuff. Woohoo, keep texting.
The Tax Working Group's recommendations, do they go far enough in hitting higher earners?
No. Short answer, no. Because, in fact, they're making no changes to the tax scales. There's been a little bit of noise about changing the levels at which the various tax rates kick in. But that won't affect the high-income people anyway, because I'm talking about those who are on over $150,000 a year. I think the middle, so-called middle class in New Zealand have been hit pretty hard. In fact, at the lower end of that, I think I mentioned, is that they deserve some tax relief. And if they lifted the rates at which the new the next step tax level comes in, that would certainly help them. There's been no noise whatsoever. In fact, it was cut out by the terms of reference that the government gave to the Tax Working Group in the first place. And I was a little disappointed that the Tax Working Group didn't say, well, even though this was outside our terms of reference, we would think that it would be important for the government to take another look at that.
Because currently the top tax rate is 33% in New Zealand. How does this compare globally?
By Denmark at 62 cents in the dollar. But I was talking to a couple of people from Denmark just a couple of months ago and really interested in what they had to say, because Denmark has the lowest level of inequality of any of the developed countries in the world at the moment, and their top tax rate is 62.8 cents in the dollar. They also have a GST on top of that of 25%, and so they admit they're a very high tax country, because if you look at the percentage of tax take in Denmark, I think the current figure is around 44% of GDP, whereas the figure for New Zealand, it varies depending on your starting point, it varies anywhere between 28% and 32%. So our total tax take is way behind places like Scandinavian countries in particular, but Denmark leads the list.
And as you mentioned, sort of looking at the tax brackets and things wasn't even in the terms of reference for the working group's investigation. Why do you think the government is so afraid of changing the tax rates?
I suspect it's about staying in power, and I suspect that their polling, their focus groups, their whatever, are telling them don't touch that in the short term. I can think of no other reason for not doing it, because on the basis of fairness, if you want me to talk about fairness, let's try a capital gains tax. But the bottom line in terms of fairness, which the Tax Working Group talked about a lot, fairness is about people being able to pay what they can. I know that sounds a bit sort of socialist, but well, the whole yeah, but the whole issue about tax is that people should be able to pay what they can afford, and there is no question that that people on lower rates of pay really do struggle. And I go back when I first got into senior management some 30, 40 years ago, my marginal tax rate was 66 cents in the dollar. Now, I didn't object to that because I felt I was getting enough money to live comfortably and to pay that level of tax. Now, what's changed? I don't know. Even if you look at the rest of the calculation, like the introduction of GST, because in those days, of course, there was no GST, but even if you take the 15, well, you can't add the 15%. If you do the calculation, it amounts to about a 7 or 8% tax increase. Now, you put that on top of the 33, and you're still only up around 40 cents in the dollar, which is nowhere near the 66 cents in the dollar that we used to pay. There is no question we are the lightest taxed country of the developed countries, particularly in terms of the wealthy, the high, sorry, not so much the wealthy, the high-income people. There is no question we are one of the lowest tax regimes of the developed country for the wealthy people.
And do you think if this isn't looked at, sort of trying to fix inequality is going to be much more difficult?
Well, the bottom line is that unless you do something about controlling the incomes of the people at the top, you're not going to do anything about inequality. Although by lifting the incomes of those at the bottom, you're going to make a slight difference. But to make a serious difference, you've also got to look at the incomes of those at the top. And the only way in which I can see that that might work is through a much more steeply progressive tax regime.
And do you think it will ever happen? I mean,
I think attitudes are changing. I really do. And I don't think I'm just being an ultimate optimist over all of this, but I think people's attitude, you talk around and most people will accept that inequality is a serious problem in New Zealand. When they say, what are you going to do about it? And I say, we're going to increase the tax on the high income people, they back off a bit. But even that, I think, is changing. I just think the government has been a bit slow about pushing the concept of fairness and inequality. The well-being thing is a really good start, although, again, I don't think they've gone far enough. But maybe they're simply being cautious because they're politicians.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heat.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.